minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show episode 150. Tommy Jacket.
I don't want to make emphysema jokes because they're not funny, but you sound so...
Yeah, but...
Wow. What
it's not ideal.
What is going on?
Well, the last time we spoke on Friday, I think that I was sort of saying that I was getting a bit of a man flu.
Yeah.
And I think this is peak man flu right now.
This is unbelievable. I said before, you sound like you're 2 years old. It's this weird, it almost sounds like a different person. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can see
me. You can testify that it is in fact, I actually sound like there's a comedian, I don't know his name, but he's got a podcast called The Little Dum Dum Club.
Oh, yeah.
I actually just sound like him, which is really strange. Anyway, I'm currently in Paris.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Oh mate, I'm doing the morning shift, 6 a.m. Just got my coffee.
Yep.
I just avoided a massive queue of tradies just trying to punch out their dollar coffees, and I got in good. But mate, fuck, last night This is the kind of shit that you hear happening to parents, and you go, you don't even, like, I don't think when you're not a parent, you'd be like, oh, that sounds ridiculous. And it wouldn't even enter your mind that this kind of shit happens. But last night, I was sitting on the couch, and Bodhi is now saying up, and he wants to, whenever he wants to get up, he'll come over to you when he wants to get to something a bit higher as well, and he'll just say up so he can get up to press something, press the microwave button. But last night he said up, and I was lying on the couch. I was sort of sitting on the couch with my legs kind of open, and he kind of ran into the middle, you know, ran into my legs. So he's in my crutch, and he said up, and he sort of like put his face flat down onto my crutch, and then I started to pull him up, and Amy is over in the kitchen, and all she hears is me yell, "You little fuck!" He bit my dick.
Fuck.
Oh my god. Like, and the worst thing was I pulled him up so quickly, and I had pants on, by the way. I wasn't nude.
Yeah.
But, and I sat him down, and he looked so scared because I yelled so loud. It hurt so much. Anyway, Amy looks over. She's going, "What is going on?" And he's just looking at Amy crying. And I at that moment, the pain had subsided, and I was feeling so bad. But dude, he bit my dick, and I've got a mark there. He got his two little. He got his top two. Top. He's got like can openers, and he just nipped it. Oh my god!
He's trying to can open your dick. What do you want to call it?
It was horrible.
I think you did the right thing. I think screaming, like, you need to express how shocking that is, right?
Oh, mate. No one... I don't care who you are. You're not biting my dick. It was full on.
So what did you do from there? Can you communicate to a nearly two-year-old?
Nah. I mean, I said sorry because I felt bad. He was so scared of...
He bites your dick and then you're apologising to him? What sort of... How fucked up is parenting?
I know. The poor little guy. He's so scared.
What did Amy say? What was Amy's view on the whole thing?
Oh, she was... she was kind of like, She was more concerned of what I said, like, because I reacted so... I didn't even know what happened. It just happened so quickly. All I could say was, "You little fuck!"
Do you worry now that, like, this is... Now that he got a rise out of you, that he knows that this is a thing, and that you're going to get, like, reports home from, you know, daycare saying that he's become the dick biter in the group?
No. I mean, he bites other kids. He's actually quite gentle. He just does this thing when he runs at you and he falls into you and he just nips your clothes. And so he just thought he was doing that, but it was in the wrong place, and I came off. Mate, I've legitimately got a mark. It's like it almost drew blood. It's full on. I never thought this would be happening to me, this shit. No, like, you don't even think about my kid's going to bite my dick. What the fuck?
No, absolutely not. And I never thought that episode 150, I would sound the way that I sound and you would be telling that story to start. Congratulations, by the way, episode 150. Yeah, how do you feel?
Yeah, we've made it. For people that... No one else is here. It's just me. But I can see... You look like you're in some, like, prince's lair. You've got, like, a gold...
Because you see,
mirror
yeah,
behind you.
See it's literally just like a tacky gold frame, but yeah, no, we're in Paris. But the funny thing is, we've caught up with friends for the next week, and we caught up with them just for dinner just now, and I was adamant to sort of act cool as if I wasn't sick. Because I feel the most annoying thing would be, especially because they're only away for, say, 4 weeks, so I don't want to fuck their trip.
Mm.
So I was just, like, playing it down. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I had the aircon on last night. I slept with the aircon on. I just woke up like this. But I think it seems a bit worse than that. What do you think?
I don't know. I think you'll sound better tomorrow. It's the end of the day for you, so you've been up all day. You'd probably... Your throat's tired. You've been, it's just the end of the day. You need to have a sleep and then hopefully you'll feel better tomorrow. Do you actually feel horrible or not?
Yeah, no, I do. But I'm trying to complain less because Bree literally had like this sort of sickness when we were touring Auschwitz last week. And I'm not as in tune with that stuff. Like, I forget. It takes me to be in the situation for me to then gain the empathy. So I feel like I wish that it happened the other way around, that I was sick first, so I could understand how shit it was, to then build up the empathy to then look after her. Because she's being like a champion and being like super nice, but I feel like I was a little bit like, are you going to be okay? Like, maybe I think you just... My solution to everything is I think you haven't drunk enough water, which is sort of a really frustrating thing because she was drinking so much water and needing to piss all the time. And I'm like, I think it's just dehydration.
So the end of the weekend here, Amy and I lucked out and we were looking on Saturday to go and do... Yeah, go.
Just very quickly about lucked out. I'm confused with lucked out. I was going to bring it up another day. But does lucked out mean you got lucky or that you run out of luck?
Yeah, true, true. Lucked out, in the way I'm using it, is like we got lucky. You could say we got lucky, we lucked out.
Is that the official... But I feel like you can use it either way, right? But like lucked I feel out. Like people use it...
I have never heard anyone say in reference to not having any more luck. Like, we've run out of luck.
Okay.
We lucked out.
Yeah, you're correct. I've just looked it up. This can be our word of the day, even though it's more of a phrase. Lucked out. To luck out. To experience great luck. To be extremely fortunate or lucky. So there you go. So good timing last night.
Yeah, so we were looking on Saturday Arvo, like, what can we do? What can we do with Bodie? Where can we take him? Mm. Is there anything? And I started looking up, you know, family tourist attractions. Fuck me. I was looking at bars a couple of years ago. Where can we go? Now I'm looking at where we can go. So I landed on, I found this place called Fairy Park. And it was like, it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
It's this place in just outside of Geelong. And it's this weird... It would be like if some eccentric dude who loved sort of like make-believe worlds had a property and built this thing called Fairy Park.
Like Jackson. It is probably like
but
what...
But look, it's bizarre. Far. Anyway, I didn't end up going there, but I'll get to that a bit later. I went down this rabbit hole of reading reviews on TripAdvisor about this park. That's another story. But so what we decided to do was to go to Sky High in Dandenong, which is a lookout that just looks back towards Melbourne.
Oh, no, Dandenong.
Sorry, Dandenongs.
You've got to stop fucking confusing people. So for our international listeners, this happened to people I know who came from Europe to Australia on a business trip, and I had only met them while they were in Australia, so I couldn't help them. It was after they did this that they told me. But there's a big difference between the Dandenongs and Dandenong. Dandenong in Australia, I grew up near there, so I can say this. It's a bit fucking dingy. You don't want to go past Dandy shanked. Station. And the Dandenongs is this beautiful fucking like a forest where you've got this amazing view. So these poor people from Europe had come to Melbourne and ended up at fucking Dandenong Station trying to find out where the viewpoint is, probably speaking to some... Dandenong is the area in which Mick Hall, who we had on, did his first bit of heroin.
That's right.
Right, that gives you that paints the picture of the sort of, you know, the world that Dandenong is. So go on. So you went to the Dandenongs.
Yeah, so we went to the Dandenongs, which are, this is in Olinda. So it's in a different suburb, it's not even Dandenong. Thank you for correcting me there. So yeah, we went up there and you could see these storm clouds. Where we were when we were driving from St Kilda, it was a bit cold. There was some blue sky, but you could see these rolling just storm clouds brewing towards where we're going. And so we're driving towards the storm. We drove past your parents' place on North Road, Josh.
In Roeville.
We sort of went up the back way through Belgrave. And it's only about 40 minutes from sea level. And so, but you start going up into the mountain, so it gets nice and cold. And it was really chilly. And we got up to right near Sky High, which you pay $7 to get into. Mind you, I was looking.
And Sky High also has the big chair too, don't they? They have a few sort of attractions.
So you pay $7 to get in, which was one of the things that I didn't go to Fairy Park because it was, I think it's $16 to get in each. Anyway, it looks terrible. But
he's got to pay for his fairy habit.
Yeah, definitely.
The eccentric dude.
Well, I don't know if an eccentric guy actually owns it, but I've painted the picture, so go roll
it's
with
a good
it.
Story.
Anyway, so we roll up, and it basically started snowing at Sky High. And this is not like, we're not at the snow, we're not at the mountains where it does this. And so we lucked out in terms of it started raining, and the rain, it was sleet, but it blanketed the whole entire, so it looked like this, it looked like we were at the snow, and the ground was white, and it was unbelievable. And the reason I say that it lucked out, because I had always heard of it snowing in these areas, right? But it's like rare.
Yeah.
And it would be timing, and you just need to be. And I always thought, okay, as soon as I hear it's going to be snowy up there, I'm going to go up when it's getting really cold and it's going to rain. So we got up there. It was unbelievable. It was you could see the storm, the cloud rolling in, and then it just started sleet, and it was amazing. And so
So sleet, is sleet is this essentially hail?
Yeah. So it's like icy hail. But I was out in it, and I had my jacket on, and you hardly got wet because it was all frozen hitting the ground. And it was so intense and so quick. And if you're from a country where it snows just in winter, you probably think this is a dumb story. But it's very novel here. And so, but here's the thing. I was the one excited about it. I was the only one who got out of the car. Bodie was asleep and Amy was just too cold. So I was out playing in the snow, playing in the sleet. By myself.
Well, no, I was so happy when I saw the Insta stories because we had a chat during the week where you were talking about, I did fuck all on the weekend type of thing. Was this sort of an active effort to get out and about? Have you had any sort of reflections on, was it worth
the
adventure?
I think the thing with having a kid is it's on the weekend, it can go very quickly because you're sort of looking after the baby, putting him to bed, and you're just, feeding them, and it just goes. You're just trying to almost kill the time, and it's a lot of effort to get out of the house. It sounds like a bad excuse, but it is. It's so tiring.
road trips, I guess, are good in the sense of if you like get them in the car and then you just, then you drive it. Like a road trip's a good thing to do with as parents, or is it just a
depends.
Bit hellish?
Bodie's really good in the car. We just chuck on the wheel. He loves the wheels.
Yeah. Well, he can't bite your dick when he's strapped in, can
he? He's strapped in like a little savage. And then we went, we went to, who was he? Ned Kelly. You remember Ned Kelly,
this is the thing, right? So we've got international listeners. This is almost going into the territory of when the person in Krakow asked me what the tallest mountain in Australia was, which is Kosciuszko.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget. The way I'm remembering that, by the way, is I'm thinking Kozzy, as in bathers. I don't know why, but anyway. Ned Kelly was a ranger who had some like fucking tin thing on. He was a bad guy, shot cops and stuff, and he was hung in Pentridge, that happened?
Yeah, old Melbourne jail. He was an Australian bush ranger, gang leader and convicted police murderer. So I mean he's painted as a
Can you try and sound a little bit more authentic when you're just reading directly?
Mate,
off
one of the last bush rangers and by far the most famous. He's best known for wearing a suit of armour. That's Ned Kelly, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, where is that tin of here? Yeah, people can look it up themselves, but I think it's on display somewhere,
isn't it? Yeah, it's at the old Melbourne jail. The dude thought of you as fucking Iron Man.
Okay.
Built some crazy, body suit armour, but it all ended up bad for him, and he got hung. But anyway, hanged.
I just worked out, that's another word of the day. The past tense, if you're hanging...
He's been hanged.
Yeah, you don't say hung for whatever reason. I don't know why. Hi at the Daily Talk Show.
He actually died at 25. That's the weirdest thing. Like these people in history, just side note, these people in history that were like monumental figures, that's so young, dude.
He had such a big beard.
Oh, it was epic.
Didn't he? Or am I thinking of someone? So he was, we've essentially done full circle. Like he's the epitome of a barista, hipster barista.
Mate, he's
in Collingwood.
Jason Fox, Dr. Jason Fox, who we had on the podcast.
Yes.
I said he had the Ned Kelly vibes.
That is so, he does have that sort of, maybe that could be, Jason does a word every year or an archetype every year that he sort of, that helps him guide how he's going to be throughout the year. I wonder if Ned Kelly has some form of good qualities. I guess just getting out there and getting shit done.
I mean,
potentially
good qualities. I'm just looking here at the Wikipedia. It says convictions: murder, assault, theft, armed robbery. He was a wild motherfucker. And anyway, he's actually a good-looking rooster. And the reason I bring up Ned is because there's a place called Kelly's at just right near Sky Heights, like this pub. Amy and I have done a similar trip up there before, and this was, I think, last year, grand final day. Amy and I just went with Bodie, and we went and had lunch at this place called Kelly's. And it's so funny, like, this place, Kelly's, was last time we had this bad experience. And it's funny, like, how you somehow convince yourself that it's good to go back to a place that you had a bad experience. And it's like, we'll just go there. I don't know. Like, I think what we like about it is it's like an old, like, wood cabin style pub. And so there's like this section where there's like this nice fireplace and it feels like you're in a log cabin. There's like exposed logs all on the wall. And it's really nice.
Awesome.
We should go. We'll do a little road trip with the wives. We'll go up there. Anyway, it's Ned Kelly's sister, she lived there, and so they've kept like the area that it was and extended it out to the side, but they say that Ned Kelly actually visited that place, and his sister lived there. Anyway, so we went back there and we had another bad experience from the moment we walked in, but
So
what happened?
It's one of the things that I don't know. If I owned a restaurant, I would be fucking ropeable if my staff did this. And it's when you say it was five. Yeah. It was five.
Could you imagine having a restaurant just quickly? What a clusterfuck that would be.
It's just dealing with people. And
we don't have any staff. Just remember, I feel like that was a big thing with our mate Tommy with his cafe. Just trying to get like staff that are good and shit like that. It sounds like such fucking hard work.
And so my thing is, when you go to a cafe, so it was 5:10 when we walked in the door. And that's kind of early for dinner. There was no one in the restaurant. There was one elderly couple by the fire. I thought, you pricks, you got the fire spot. Fuck you. But you can have it. You're probably on your way out. Anyway.
Yeah, they've been there for 30 years. They just haven't moved. The service is so bad. No one, they haven't gotten the bill yet. They're just waiting.
And so we walked in and the front of house, this young lady, she said, oh, we're full. Fully booked. We're fully booked. I just looked at it. It was one of those moments where I was just like, fuck, what time are bookings? And she's like, oh, they're from from six. Well, perfect. We'll be done by then. And she said, oh, yeah, sure. But it's like she was about to knock us back and she didn't. Like, what do you think? Well, yeah. We had Bodie with us. It's like maybe we could get.
It's not like there's a huge amount of options.
And we don't want to be there for 2 hours. And so anyway, so she ended up saying, oh, okay. But we had to push her to actually get a seat. And so she was a bit standoffish. And then she lightened up and she was absolutely lovely. And she was like giving Bodie special attention. Bodie bit her tit. No, I'm joking.
bit her dick.
No. But then she started letting all these other people in after us. It was like she had this moment where she's like, oh, fuck, I can sit people up until the time that the table then gets occupied. Who would have known? And so...
Man, it's so funny you mentioned that story because Bree had a situation a couple of days ago where she went into a mani-pedi place in Poland and there was no one in the shop. And Bree asked if she could get a pedicure, and the lady said that they were fully booked. Not a single person in the whole place.
Oh, God.
and Bree's just giving commentary now. She said she was just, the lady was on her phone on Facebook.
It's ridiculous.
Give a fuck.
Imagine how much money has been lost across the world in restaurants that people have done this.
Yeah.
And I think it could be young staff, because when we walked in last time, into this same Kelly's place, the woman said to us, we said, oh, we just wanted to grab some lunch. She's like, the kitchen's closing in 10. It's like, meaning, get the fuck out. We don't want to help you. And it was like, well, if...
Yeah, the funny thing is it's like, it seems really bad, but after you've been to Italy, like, your perspective changes on what's fucked, because those guys, it's like, you know, 10 to 3, and it's like, oh, no, we can't serve you. Like, it was so difficult because I like having two meals a day, having the first meal around 10, second meal around 3:30, and it just didn't work out in Italy. Like, we ended up just fucking carb loading and eating so much because they have all of their naps and shit. They close for the, what's that called? Siesta there?
Spanish.
I don't know what the fuck they call it. I was there for a month. I should know. Yeah, but they would have those big sort of closing times. So I feel like this is less bad than Italy.
Yeah, well, the first time we went to that Kelly's place, I had to push her as well. I was like, well, if we put through an order now, will that be okay? Because the bar wasn't the place wasn't closing. Yeah. It was just the kitchen. And so I was like, anyway, I would go back there. It's this weird thing where it's like, I like the venue enough.
I'm very much like, when I've had a bad experience, I just cut them off. And somewhere around Olinda, actually, or I don't know if it's Olinda, it's the piggery, which is just near the stairs. the 1,000 steps, which you, you've made a video on, they forgot my eggs once, and I was eating my meal, and I realized at the end, and what I said to them, I'd gotten a side of sausage. I was doing keto at the time, got a side of sausage, and at the end of the meal, I was like, oh, like my mate was like, oh, you don't have your eggs. And so I was waiting to get their attention, but kept eating at the same time. Finished my meal. I said, oh, you've got, the meal came with eggs. It wasn't even an add-on. I said, oh, look, just take off the sausage, the add-on. He was like, oh, sorry, we can't do that. He goes, we'll have to bring you out the eggs. That's what we can do. So he brought me a fucking mug with two poached eggs and a spoon. And I ate the fucking poached eggs like some sort of baby.
That's hilarious.
It was, and so I'm just never, and then we heard behind us, there were people who had a $100 voucher for this place. They were having breakfast. Their bill came to like $50 and they were told that they had to use the entire voucher then and there. So they had to spend $50 fucking on bread. Fuck the piggery.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough to not go back. But we should go back to that place, Kelly's, and then do a third review, see if there's if we have a bad... I mean, this is the thing. You go back into these places. If you've ever had a bad experience and then you're really conscious, you're looking for any moment where they're just, you fucked up, you know.
Well, just imagine how I felt after giving the lady at the hotel in Munich a review and then having to stay there for 2 days. I was fucking turning around, looking around any opportunity. I'm like, she's going to steal our identity. We need to take our passports everywhere. We need to check our credit cards. It was
so I'll tell you about this, the review rabbit hole that I went on, because I did think of you. Because personally, I haven't ever left a review on any one of these, you know, TripAdvisors platforms.
To be clear,
I mean, leave one, you've left enough to be the review guy. So out of you and I, you're the review guy. But that fairy park, it's unbelievable. Because what I like to do is the TripAdvisor breaks it down, and there's like, you know how they've got like, you know... amazing, like average or good, and so they break into sections, and you can see how many people, poor, terrible, and then you can see how many comments or how many reviews have been left in that section. And then you can click onto it, and it breaks it down to see just that section. So I clicked onto the one star, if you will, but they call it terrible. That's the they actually don't use stars in TripAdvisor. Yeah. Anyway, this one is creepy. Disturbing relic from another era. And what the hell? And so I'll just read,
And dick biter.
I visited Fairy Park with grandchildren and ended up feeling that I had subjected them to an extremely damaging experience. The majority of characters are supersized and with grotesque, hideous faces and expressions. The play equipment is incredibly old and outdated and certainly doesn't look like it would comply with 2015 safety requirements. Overall, a horrible day, and the kids agreed.
The kids agreed. It's fucking awesome.
So hang on. What blew my mind was the responses from Fairy Park. So they and it's funny. It's one of those things like that you and I have spoke about is, you know, responding to only negative feedback, and not like saying thanks so much for the amazing review. It's like they've gone through, and responded to all of the really bad reviews. And so, let me just read the response. Whoa. We hate reading reviews like this because we obviously want people to have an adventurous, fun family day out. We've never heard of our beautiful characters having grotesque faces before. However, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Thankfully, most people love their day here and take away happy memories of this place. They don't feel like they've, in quotation marks, been subjected to an extremely damaging experience. playground does comply with safety standards, we take our responsibility seriously. Thank you for taking the time to review. Now, I will just say that doesn't highlight what I wanted to point out here, because that's, but
yeah,
every, and what I've noticed,
and an extremely damaging experience. They want an extremely damaging experience. Try 2 poached eggs on their own in a mug. That's
what
damaging.
I've noticed though is the massive denial, like of the accusations that have been put out. Like I was reading through, and it's like a lot of them are just coming back with like, it's like that woman denied that the experience at that hotel was anything like you had said. It's this weird tactic of actually just get.
It's like fake news. It's a, they're 100%. Donald Trumping it.
I don't think it's the best approach. I reckon that response was actually quite great, but all the others to them are like, we highly contradict what you were saying. Like they're fully just going, what you were saying is wrong, or is that's not true. It's such a weird way to respond to these things. It'd be like if I mean,
I think it says a lot about those people, right? Like if that's how they respond to reviews. In saying that, we are lucky that we play in a B2B space. So we have, you know, we deal with, you know, 20, 30 clients a year, and it's all business to business. We don't deal with crazy consumer, like imagine the sorts of crazies that you'd get at restaurants, at parks, all that sort of thing as well.
And everyone's a bit tweaked being at the fairy park anyway. They're on edge. Yeah. Their kids just bitten their dick, and they're fucking just looking for anything to just get fucking hyped up about. And
I mean, if you're spending your weekend at the fairy park, you're probably a little bit more sort of inclined to leave a negative review, even if you have a good experience.
I know. You know what, though? I actually want to go because I want to see if it lives up to the negative reviews. But
maybe we could do a whole piece. Well, you and I have spoken about the idea I've had for a while, which is doing a video series on one-star reviews, where we basically take the one-star review, speak to the person who gave the review, speak to the owner, maybe do like a catfish-esque meetup where they where they meet each other,
and we make them meet in the princess's
yeah,
head,
exactly
the top of the fun park, and they have to ride the slide,
the grotesque
together.
Grotesque faces. It's a daily talk show, everyone. You know, this is episode 150, a milestone, and I would just like to thank everyone who has sent in emails. We've had some reviews of late as well through podcasts, through iTunes. Thank you for that. And, we've enjoyed it. I still see, you know, we get a few hundred listeners every single episode. 10,000 downloads we did last month, and it just keeps growing. So it's exciting to think that the people who are listening now are going to be that sort of hardcore group that in 5 years' time will be looking back and being like, man, those were good times.
Yeah, it's I mean, that reality of me getting a tattoo because we've got to the 1,000 episode is is feeling like it could become reality.
Yeah, 100%. No, I've been going down sort of a nostalgia tunnel or rabbit hole, and looking at podcasts I used to listen to years and years and years ago, and you see that they're up to, you know, episode 3,000.
Oh, wow.
So I can definitely see us going, you know, well and beyond 1,000 episodes. So thank you to everyone for listening. I'm in Paris. Tomorrow I'll be heading to the south of France, so we'll be picking it up there. But otherwise, have a good Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Catches.